Merrill High School Varsity Wrestling is on the air. Today's match broadcast is brought to you by A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Health, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons, Daggers, and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Monument, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Westside Market, and Young's Drugstore. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com, on the WJMT app, and Alexa. Now, let's send it to Ollie Burroughs in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burroughs, and welcome to Wrestling from the Merrill Fieldhouse. I am joined once again by the ever-vigilant Big D. Hey, Big D, we got an interesting meet tonight. Talk to us a little bit about what the Mosny Indians are bringing to the overall opportunities for the Blue Jays tonight.
All right, so tonight, as I, you know, I've talked to the Mosny's assistant coach, Kyle Olin. He is an assistant there. He's a head coach there for a while. He wrestled here at Merrill way back in the late 1980s. So talking to him, he says they have seven matches tonight. They're dealing with kids not coming out after Christmas, and kids, they're injured. I think the two heavy guys are injured tonight. So we're starting out the year. Hopefully we should win this duel. We have seven varsity matches going along there, and so we'll be starting at 190. That'd be hopefully Preston Shilke would be wrestling. And
so we're starting with the heavy, and that's where they don't have that much in the way of wrestling talent tonight.
Yes, yeah, so Preston Shilke would be wrestling the first match at 190. Then there's three forfeits in a row, 215 heavyweight. Then at 103 would be forfeit also there. Then we start at 113. I don't know if Merrill has a 13-pounder. I didn't go and ask them yet if that's the case, but I think, you know, that Coy Olson will probably be there at 113, and we'll see what goes on from there.
We're going to take a quick break. Again, it is wrestling night here at the Merrill Fieldhouse. It's the Mosny Indians coming in against your Merrill Blue Jays. Big D, downtown Ollie, American pregame show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. And we will be back with more after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking Local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
Set your children up for success with a comprehensive eye exam with Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist. Now booking 3 months in advance, call 536-2020 for your appointment. Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist, has over 20 years of experience in eye care, located just a block and a half west of the courthouse in Merrill. Good luck, Blue Jays!
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio-video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
And welcome back to the American Pre-Match Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs. The Big D is to my left. So is it more for the Indians with injuries, or are they a smaller squad, or both, D?
Well, I think for the most part, just looking at their lineup here, it's a smaller squad. A couple of the varsity guys are out with injuries. As we start the new year out, good for the Blue Jays. I guess we'll get a victory tonight. For the Indians, Mosney, probably not so well. But as we look at going into the year, Merrill did head to Rhinelander for a tournament where they end up taking second place at behind Marathon. Marathon's a pretty loaded team this year. They're Division III, Merrill's Division II. I'm just going to do a quick highlight there. Merrill had they took a good group of people down to Rhinelander. Hunter Opper won the tournament. He's been on a good roll of winning tournaments. He won last weekend in the Mid-States. That was down in Whitewater. So it was 43 teams there, and he took the first out of that tournament. The national anthem here, so I'm going to call her quits.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Greenlawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Greenlawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Make all your special moments a bit more with Northwoods Awards and Engraving. Celebrate your wins with quality trophies, plaques, and medals, custom engraving, and photo plaques. Memorable creations as big as your imagination, built especially for you. Northwoods Awards and Engraving in Tomahawk on Main Street.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
And welcome back to the American Pre-Match Show. Big D, downtown Ollieboro's, it's wrestling night in Merrill. From the Westside Market broadcast booth, we're getting the introductions right now. Only eight wrestlers here for the Indians. They are a smaller school, but they're comparable in size to the Blue Jays. Is this a rebuilding year for a young coach?
You know, I don't know. Talking to Kai Olin, his assistant coach there, he said their youth is very low in numbers also. I don't know about the Merrill numbers. They do have eight guys up there, but he told me they're only wrestling seven tonight, so I don't know what the extra guy would be, but we'll find that out as the night goes along. I'm looking at the Merrill lineup. I don't see Josh Gustam in the lineup. I see Trenton. Oh, I can't think of Trenton's last name right now. Trenton Klimek standing there, which would be interesting to see him wrestle. He's not going to get a match tonight, but it'd be interesting to see him wrestle for next year. He'll be the heavyweight next year. He's a big kid, looks good out there.
Is this the time when somebody like Gustav, who's battled through a number of injuries in football season, the entire season he was nursing a knee injury, and is this the time when he's not needed that you let him rest a little bit?
Well, he's not going to get a match no matter what, so why put him out there, I guess. I'm just trying to see if he's even sitting over there. I don't see him sitting over there even right now. But anyways, it'd be a good night for him to rest. The Blue Jays do have a match tournament here at the Merrill High School tomorrow called the Blue Jay Challenge. So there will be 26 teams, I do believe, coming to that tournament. So it'll be kind of nice that way. So,
well, I obviously it's a transition year getting into the Great Northern Conference and going from being the smallest school to the biggest school. Now, next week we've got Tomahawk. We've got a couple other schools, Medford, Rhinelander, we've already been to, and of course they said that they like to eat Blue Jay, and what was that, 66-12?
Yeah.
What else do you have to tell us about the Blue Jay wrestlers since last we spoke? Well, we could truly say last year.
So they've been pretty active before the turn of the year, and so like I said, Merrill went to Rhinelander, took second there. You had Hunter Opper winning the tournament. Scrampton Skick lost in the finals. I can't remember the kid's name, but he took second. Josh Gustam also took second. Then when they went on to mid-states, they had nine wrestlers go there. This is the time of year where a lot of these kids are getting sick and they can't compete. So when you look at it, Hunter Opper won that tournament. Skick and Klug both took fourth. So, all right, so we're getting ready to go. We have Hunter Opper, looks like, going up to 190 maybe. They actually look like there's a 74-pounder here.
Yeah, this is interesting because the scoreboard says 138.
Yeah.
Oops. And there's Hopper getting right at it. There were no niceties there, were there?
Yeah. So I didn't see who they're wrestling here tonight, but three takedown for Hunter Hopper wrestling, I do believe. It's not at 138, but it's probably 190. Hunter's been doing a great job this year, winning a couple tournaments. They went to the last two tournaments anyways. He has a nice ramp double right there to take his opponent down. Marshfield, so it scores 6-1 right now. I'm just going to try to see if I can get into the brackets here. But anyways, Hunter's doing a good job. He has the hammerlock on the back, so he's going across to the hip, hooking the leg, and he's going to scoop the head and hopefully turn him over.
Is this where you sometimes go ahead and try some new moves when you have opponents that you match up well with?
No, I think you stick to what you're good at. And
that's
fine-tune
things.
Yeah.
So 57 seconds. of the first period, and there's Opper with a pin.
Yeah, so Hunter Opper wins the first match of the night.
And this 57. Is at 190, we think.
Yep. Yeah, so as we look at a lot of things going on here, that you're asking, you kind of move people around, so Noah Clue's coming up at 215 right now. So he won't get a match. They don't have no one to put into there. A little about Noel Klug. He's been wrestling 215 all year. He's hit some good wrestlers. He took fourth last week at the Mid-States. His first loss, I do believe, was in the quarterfinals against a kid from Illinois. So when we look at that, it's taken some good kids outside of state to beat them. But then he ended up losing a kid from Janesville, Parker. I sat and watched that match with him tonight, so that was kind of he goes hard, but you still have to be able to go and compete while you're out there. So, yeah, Hunter did move up to 190 against Carter Simonins. Trenton Strand's coming in at heavyweight. I have not seen Trenton wrestle probably ever, but he's been a JV guy behind Josh Gustam. So next year, he's a junior this year. Next year, he'll step in and hopefully compete quite well there. If we keep looking at some things here, we have some Dusty Schmerler. I do believe he got his 100th career victory win at when he was in Rhinelander. He did not go to the Mid-States because he was sick, so that you can look at that.
So we just picked up at 215 and heavyweight forfeits, correct?
Yep. Yes.
And so Klug, and who picked up at the heavyweight?
Trent Klimek.
So Klimek.
So it's 18-0 right now at 106. A double forfeit there, so it'd be 24-6. And now we got Eli Yang.
Now this is interesting. So you each get six on a forfeit?
A double forfeit, you each get six. I do, unless things have changed. I don't read the rule book, so I don't know what the rules are there.
Well, see, they're not showing right now.
Yeah.
They're showing 18-0 on the scoreboard.
Which is, either way, it doesn't matter. We're still up by 18. So then we sorry about that.
Oh, no, I think that's great. This is why you teach math.
I know. So at 113 pounds, we're going to have Coy Olson. I'm looking through the records and stuff like that, and you guys at home could probably correct me. I only have Coy wrestling 5 matches this year, so
Don't expect me to put up the hotline so people can text in. The Big D text line at 1-800-GET-REAL.
Yeah. So all right, so here we go. Coy took a nice takedown. I was looking down at my phone because I am getting text messages here. I shouldn't have said anything. But anyways, right now it's a 3-0 right now.
Well, he's got up to 6 now, 2 takedowns.
I don't know what's going on there, but anyways. So Coy brings it back
him
up. Down.
Now he put him down with control.
Yes. Yeah, and when you get up to your feet and you lift your opponent off the mat, you have to bring him down so you don't hurt anyone. So Coyer now, they
no vertical suflex.
No.
Remember when we saw those last year?
Yes. Ooh, Coy, he's actually, he's doing a good job out of bounds. A lot of times they're on the edge of the mat, so if one body part is in, you're good, unless you're touching the edge of the mat or the floor, so they'll stop the match. So Coy is still up. Olsen's still up on top. He's winning 3-0 in the first period, the minute 15 left. Start the match.
Tried to do a sit-out, but without success.
Yeah, so Coy did a good job chopping his arm and stopping their first move. And now we're going to get locked hands on Coy. You cannot lock your hands unless it's a pinning combination. And he's stopping the match right now. It scores going to be 3-1. So as they do this right here, just kind of like tonight, is we try to make our wrestling matches somewhat special. Tonight, Dustin Perry, an old wrestler from 2002 and 2006, entered into the Merrill Wrestling Hall of Fame. Dustin was a great wrestler for Merrill. He was a 3-time state champion and a 4-time state place winner. All right, they're starting to match again. 1 minute left on their feet. We gave an escape right away. Scores 3-2. Coy does a nice low single. Reaches across for a double. He's driving across, and there should be 3. As long as he doesn't lock his hands, he'll be fine. Okay, so scores 6-2.
And that, how quickly he switched there on Yang.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of times when you shoot a single leg, you want to switch to get to the other leg, too, to stop him from doing things. So that was a good job on Coy from a little single to a double to finish it up. Coy has a near ankle. He's pushing him over on the edge of the mat in front of the Mosinee bench.
20 seconds in the first period on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock.
And new this year, start of 2026, Merrill's on the other side of the mat. So they usually, Merrill's always on the left side of me. Now this year, they're on the right side. Oh, nice deep half by Coy. He's turning with 7 seconds left. I'm not sure if we're going to get the pin here. 3 seconds. Cal Tackers is our
official tonight. Boy.
And no
pin. I think another 2-3 seconds and Yang would have gone down.
Yeah, so that was a good drop. So Cal Tackers is our official. But anyways, if you look at Dustin Perry throughout his career at Merrill High School, Dustin plays fifth at 130 in the state tournament. When he was a freshman, he went on to become state champion sophomore junior year at 135 pounds. Going undefeated in both sophomore and junior years. His only loss is seniors, a guy up in Michigan. So I do believe it's a guy from lower Michigan that beat Dustin at the Marquette Challenge, which is an awesome tournament up there. If you can talk to Coach Sue, I keep going back up there. All right, we're starting out on our feet. Scores 10-2. Boy, nice low single shot. Switches off to a double. Brought him down in the opposite way that I would, but hey, it worked, and he's up 13-2. He should work in a deep half. He's jumping sides. He's turned him over in the center of the mat. He is pretty flat there.
There it is.
2 minutes at, and 20.
Yep. 2:20.
All right. So Coy, nice pin by him. Score should be 30-6 or 24.
And they didn't put up the six each. So.
Yeah. So I'm going 30-6. They can.
Now they're calling a 21.
I'm not going to look at the clock. I'm doing my own thing here.
If they can't keep the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock going, I don't – and there's, yeah, see, they're still showing nothing for Mosinee.
Yep. You know, maybe they didn't change it. You know, when you're a score person, maybe they don't know the rules either. And I could be wrong, so
– What? Wait a minute. Stop.
I could be wrong. I have no problem saying it. No problem at all.
The big D. Oh, the text line is lighting up right now.
So as we look at Dustin, we're switching to Dustin Perry right now. Dustin Perry is a multiple state champion in Greco and freestyle wrestling. That'd be out of season wrestling. He was also part of the state team tournament that took second at the state tournament. Here we go. Dusty Schmerler wrestling Jordan Feit, I do believe his name is. Schmerler, I think he got his 100th win at the Rylander tournament. Comes in tonight with a record of 12 and 6. I think I could be wrong though. I took that offline. So they're forehead to forehead, circling in front of the Mosinee bench.
Oh, he's trying to go. It's going with that off wrist.
There's a nice little drag by Mosinee by Feit.
Oh,
pops his head between the legs, and Dusty's doing a good job by stopping. No points, and there's no control yet. Feit's going to come up behind him. The score is 3-0 in favor of Mosinee.
Schmerler's a veteran wrestler.
Yeah, and this Feit is he's a sophomore. So they're in front of the Mosinee wrestler. Dusty tries a quick sit-out. Feit stops him, gets an arm bar in at the edge of the mat with 1 minute
one
left.
1 minute on our Dragons, Daggers, and Dave's clock, first period.
Dusty's doing a good job trying to get out of bounds, but he's getting pulled back in. He needs to get his hand down to the mat. So they have... Feit has an arm bar. He's looking for the far wrist. He has that now, so this is not a good situation for him. So he needs a base out. He keeps working his arm forward, which is a good job.
Well, you could just see the pressure that Feit's putting on him.
Yeah, he's doing a good job keeping Dusty down.
And he's got control for the rear and drags him back toward the center of the mat. Schmerler is trying to reach the out of bounds to get another opportunity. Now, Feit tries to switch.
Yep, so right now he had an arm bar, and he's doing the arm bar the other way. So Dusty was able to Feit out of it and get up to his feet. 10 seconds left. Scores 3-1 in the center of the mat. They're both on their feet, wrestling forward to forward. Now ear to ear. Dusty has outside tie. End of the second period. So as we keep going here, I'm just going to kind of give a little more about Dustin Perry because it's kind of an honor to get recognized into the Merrill Wrestling Hall of Fame. As he completed high school, finished high school, he ended up going into the Army for 7 years, active duty. During this time, he traveled the world all over the place, Afghanistan, Europe, Africa, Israel. All right, start the match. 1 escape for Mosinee. Scores 3-2, I do believe.
Yep, there it is.
Dusty takes a little shot, kind of like a fireman's. Now he's in a front headlock situation. He's going to have to work his way out of there. White's going to try to... All right, they're coming up to the feet. Ooh, White tries throwing him. Dusty's stepping over. He needs to hook the leg in or else he's... There we go. There's two, three takedown for the Blue Jays.
That takes it up to five.
Four.
They gave 1 point to fight on the escape.
Yep. Okay, yeah. So the score was 3-4-1. Okay, yep. So here we go. Dusty's still on top. He's trying to get hand control. He's trying to get double wrist. So Dusty's on top in front of the Mosney bench where he has a tight waist. One escape fight right now. Scores 5-4 in favor of Mosney.
Minute 3 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games. Second period clock.
All right, so they're ear to ear right now. Dusty's trying to work in inside tie. So these guys will be battling again at the conference and at the sectional tournament to try to make it state. So here we go. Dusty short, tries a low single.
Oh,
Fight does a quick.
And he gets three.
Yep. Fight sprawls and spins around for three takedowns. Scores 8-4 right now. Be nice if Dusty can get one escape here quick. Right now, Fight has the coffee grinder. We used to call that bat. Ooh, that looked like that hurt the shoulder.
Is that?
That was an illegal move. Okay, so one for Dusty, so it's 8-5.
So he was putting too much pressure on the arm?
Be honest, I don't know what he did, but it looked like it hurt to me. So he kind of took the joint out of the... You can't go against a joint in the excessive, maybe, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, gee, I hate to think about the old chicken wing.
Can't do that anymore. So anyways, here we go. We're back at it. 17 seconds left. Fight's on top. He's trying to work out a hammerlock. Not there. Dusty's coming up to his knees. Trying a quick switch. Not there. 8 seconds.
So coming up on the end of period two in our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Dusty does not get the escape. Now he's in a position down three. What's the strategy there, Big D?
Well, he's going to go down. He's going to get an escape and then take him down to win the match. That'd be my strategy. Okay. Get an escape, take him down.
If you disagree, text the Big D text line.
Don't text me. Text me. Nope. There we go. We got a caution. Not sure what's going on here.
I think they're double-checking the positioning.
Oh, that the clock wasn't ready, I do believe. So here we go.
Well, you can count it. You're a math teacher.
I know. Here we go. Dusty tried to quick sit. Not there. Fight drops down to far ankle. Dusty's kind of working his way up. Fight the act. You know, compliments to the Mosney wrestler. He's jumping from one thing to the next. Makes
you let him out.
Yep, 8-6 right now.
That is interesting with 1:43 left in period number 3 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Dusty gets the takedown. He's up 9-8.
Yeah, so Dusty right now is in a situation where tries to shoot a fireman's not there. Coming up to his back up a few shoots again, not there. Coming up to his feet where now the Mosney wrestler has us in the front head. Out of bounds. We're going to get a fresh start at 123.
They're starting him up.
Yeah, they're both up on their feet.
Okay.
So Dusty's down 6-8.
120 on the period 3. Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. What is this the time when... Oh!
That was a nice shot by Mosney.
Fight went for that off leg.
Yep, he went to a slide by, so it goes a far... our knee type thing. Dusty's working up to his base.
He's down by 5. Do you take the gamble for the pin here?
Well, the way he's wrestling, he's trying to get the pin. I mean, so it's Dusty's going to have to fight to the end to try to get another point or not go to his back. So right now he's an arm bar trying to dig a half in on this side, which it makes it kind of hard to stop because you can go either way when you try to turn your wrestler. Dusty's trying to roll his... kind of
sit. Boy, you
out.
Look at that left arm. That may be not again the joint, but
yeah. Well, he's working that arm pretty good. So Dusty's working underneath. He's getting tilted to his back. Near falls being counted right now.
A beautiful arch.
Yeah, and they're calling potentially dangerous right there. So you have to worry about the neck when he's arching like that. 4 near falls scores 15-6. I do.
Now we're looking at it.
A major decision, yep. Yes. Major decision here for Mosney. So if we can get another point here, 20 seconds, would be nice to get 1 point back. I don't think we're going to get a quick pin out of it, but, yeah, this is a tough match for Dusty. Now he has stuff to watch and look at and see what he needs to do. Yeah, did a good job. He went hard. He fights to the end. So, but the Mosney guy kept coming after him. And the big thing was that little tilt there at the end to get for three near fall. So Dusty.
So that's going to give 4 to the Indians.
It'd be 4. Yep. So I have 30 to 10.
Or 24 to 4.
I'll switch mine. 24 to 4.
Now they're only giving him one point. There we go. 1, 2, 3, yeah, 4. Yeah.
Okay. Give the guy a little time on the clock here. So as we, you know, as we look at it, Merrill does wrestle tomorrow. The Merrill girls are wrestling tonight at Stevens Point in a dual tournament. They lost their first duel to Shiocton, and then they won their second duel. So they're not doing that bad. They're trying to come back through the end. I had it called up on my screen here. So they won their second duel against Kickapoo Lafargue. I don't know what it
Lafargue.
Is. Lafargue. There you go. I'm a math person. I'm not a reader. So here we go at 126 pounds. I do believe this is it Adams? I do believe, or is it Parker? I don't know which one it is now.
Well, the Merrill wrestler certainly has the height advantage here.
Yes.
And that gets into leverage, which we're back to the math department.
Yeah. Ooh, nice shot. Nice double leg shot there. 3 takedown for the Merrill wrestler. Adams. So Adams is the wrestler for the Blue Jays. So when we look at this, Adams, nice double leg shot. And he has, looks like an armbar in the far wrist. He's trying to run the armbar over. Not there. And they are stopping the match for potentially dangerous. So a lot of times with potentially dangerous is where the hand ends up slipping as you're trying to run.
And if you look at Adams, his upper body strength is clearly evident.
Yeah. Those lighter guys have that build to them, kind of. So as Mosney's up to feet, Adams brings it back down to the mat, switches to a far wrist, and they're going out of bounds.
And
so get a fresh start.
You can see he's trying to go with the takedown, but then when you're trying to avoid that dangerous move, which we've seen injuries last year to two wrestlers in that DC Everest match that was so much fun to watch.
Yep. One escape for Everest. They're on their feet, 3-1 right now, 59 seconds into the left of the first period. Double leg shot by Adams again. Mosney sprawls. The Mosney wrestler, I do believe, is Jacob King. They're forehead to forehead, right in the center of the mat. Ooh, tried a little snap down, not there.
The speed that Adams is showing is impressive, Big D.
Yeah. You know, he's doing a good job moving his wrestler, setting him up to get his shot in, getting the guy stepping towards you, clearing the hands.
And King for Mosney, if indeed that is he's showing a little bit of inexperience to me, and that's to Adams' benefit. He's kind of almost walking into it, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah, you know, Adams is... He's not doing a lot of pressure into him, but he's circling, get him. Mosney, oh, nice shot, but double leg takedown for Adams. 3 takedown.
And he gets that with 3 seconds left. Dragons, daggers, and games clock in the first period. That's going to take it to 6-1.
Hey, good job by Adams there. So Adams versus King at 126 pounds. 126. We all have 3 more matches after this. So here we go. Adams is picking down to start the second period. Merrill Blue Jays are up 24-4. Adams is up 6-1. Off the whistle, Adams, nice little
stand-up. I
don't
think he's even looking just for the escape. He's looking for the reversal.
Yeah, he came up to his feet right away. Now they're back down to the mat. Adams is posting out, working his knees underneath for a little sit-out here.
Yep.
Trying to switch. Still sitting out. Coming back to his base. Now he has...
King works it nicely, and there he goes.
Yep, Adams actually switched off to a double leg, throws in the half.
There's
in the center
reversal.
Of the mat, and it should be a pin here if he can. Ooh, he's going to get. Okay, but Mosey, you guys are doing a good job fighting off his back there. Adams needs to keep his head out to the side. He can stop him rolling over. Minute 20 left.
Yeah, he's losing gas.
Yep, he King is. Adams doing a good job keeping away at
and
the
And there it is him. At
46. Okay. I'll depend when you looked at the clock there. In at 3:46. Brings it 30-4. So as he's looking at the clock, I saw it 14 when the pin happened, but it kept going to 13. I don't know what time you saw it at.
Hey.
But it is what it is.
You calculate, I read, that's what you said.
All right. Yes. So as we look at it, Schmerler actually was ranked this year at 120 pounds. So we're coming up right now with Brett Suhaki coming up and wrestling against 130. I do believe it is Cohen. This is the coach's son, I do believe. I'm going to say the name wrong. It's Kowski. It's Kowski.
Oh. Yep, it's Kowski.
All right. I'm a math teacher for a reason. I don't like reading things. If we look at the tournament, the
Pythagoras girls. Pythagoras would not be proud of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but I could say his name, though. I'm sorry. Here. Let's get back to wrestling. All right, we're starting to match at 132 pounds. We got Brock Suhaki. I think I said Brock. So we have Brock Suhaki wrestling right now, 132 pounds. Last time I saw Brock wrestle, he was wrestling. Well, we were up in Rhinelander, I guess. Okay. But, you know, when he came here, wrestled Anago here, he just got cleared to wrestle. So that was a close match for him. But anyways, they're forehead-to-forehead circling. Brock goes head outside, head inside single. Brings up to his armpit. He's going to try dumping him backwards. Not there. Force him into the mat. There's three takedown.
And he got to three before they went out of bounds.
Yes. So in this match right here, the Mosley wrestler, when we had his leg up, Mosley guy put his hands on the mat. That's 3 points right away. So, you know, when you look at it, he goes on his hands. He gave up to being on his feet. So quick sit out by – sorry.
Itchkowski's trying to get to the sit out.
Yep.
And riding him from behind nicely is Brock.
Yeah, Brock's doing a good job following him. That's what we need to be able to do. Stop their first move, then we can start doing ours. And what you did right now, we have double wrists going to the Reinhardt situation. And he's, I was thinking he's going to go to try to cheap tilt there, but he's switching wrists. Brock is jumping sides. I think he has a half. I'm trying to see what he has.
Oh, there. He was trying to go with the half as well as the wrist.
Yep.
To roll him to left.
So Brock now is going to a power half, not there, switches to a cross face.
And he's trying to roll him, but more spinning than rolling right now as Itchkowski is trying to roll against that.
Yeah. So as we go through here, Brock does have I'm not sure what he quite has here, but he has a far half on the far side of the body and just hooking underneath the
But he's got him so high that rolling him is going to be very difficult.
Yes.
Certainly 10 seconds left in the first period, up 3.
He has a cradle locked right now. He's going to hopefully get some back points here.
Oh.
Not there yet. So he needs to keep it locked or he can lose points. All right. Hey, that was
now, when you're coaching, D, and you see that clock going down in the period and you see the possibility of picking up points, do you count it down for your wrestler so he knows?
Can they hear you? I don't know if they can hear it as you're yelling. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, we had the eighth graders in Shawano, and all the other teachers used a mic. I didn't bother.
No. Yeah.
That's why I asked.
Yep. So, you know, a lot of times if you have a chance to get the kid on his back, you put him to his back. You know, it doesn't matter what time it is. So right away, Mosley got an escape right at the start of the match for the period. Scores 3-1. Mosley has a Russian arm tie, which is 2-1. Oh, Brock drops down to a head inside single. He's going to work his way in, come up to his feet, keep working, driving.
He's working
good
on that left leg.
Coming up with it.
Just like he did at the outset.
Yep, needs to work down an ankle here to bring it up. He drops, goes over to a double leg, brings him down to the mat. And there's three takedowns, 6-1.
120 on our Dragons Daggers in game, second period clock.
So here we go. Brock's on top right now, has a far wrist. And we're just kind of looking at, he's not really hanging out, but he's trying to figure out what the bottom guy's doing to work. So we have double wrists right now. It looks like they're facing away, so it's hard to see. We got a 2-on-1 right now, cross wrist ride. So hopefully Brock can work something out of there. Working now to a near wrist. Pushes his head
Itchkowski
down.
Is keeping himself very tight.
Yep, he's not.
Almost
he's,
like the porcupine.
He's not giving any openings right now. We hooked the ankle. We're sweeping the ankle a little bit to kind of break him down to his stomach, but not quite there yet. Keep sweeping it. Not there. Brock is reaching across. Not a cross face, but reaching underneath the shoulder. So,
Tried to roll him from right, left to right.
That looked like it hurt either one wrestler there, both their necks.
15 in period number 2, and the Dragons Daggers in games clock. It is 6-1. Brock Suhaki. Now, that's something I didn't catch earlier. They gave him a 10-second from the scorer's table.
Yeah, Martinovich has been doing that for the last couple of years. So it's kind of nice for both wrestlers.
Now, it's interesting. We have a varsity match here, maybe because of the nature of the competition, with only one official.
JV. No JV matches. So he came in to do the JV matches also.
Okay.
So sometimes if you know if you're going to have a lot of JV, you'll bring another official in. Or you can ask the official if you want to do both. All right, starting the third period, Brock throws down.
I think he wants to try for that reversal again. He's up 6-1. And now, he almost rolled him, which would have been the reversal. 140 on the Dragons, Daggers in game, third period clock, Big D.
Yeah, so Brock, I'm losing my voice here.
We know it's here somewhere.
Yeah. I should have a good voice. I haven't been teaching for a couple weeks. So anyways, here we go. Brock's working on his base, coming up to his feet, working on hand control on his feet right now in front of the Mosney bench. Mosney brings us back down to the mat. Brock stays in a good, nice, tight ball position, working hand control. And he's trying to come out. So Mosney switches to hammerlock. Brock turns into a head out outside single up to his feet, and they go out of bounds.
You know, the reason is, called it the porcupine. We now have guests on our bi-level deck eating the bird seed.
Oh.
Bunnies made it up even in the snow, and a porcupine.
I wouldn't pet the porcupine if I was you. So.
Here, kitty.
Yeah. Anyways, a little shot by Mosney. Nice ankle pick. Brock's trying to sprawl.
Oh, boy. He's trying to get that three to get within striking distance. 48 seconds left in the third period.
So they're both fighting right now. They both have an ankle. They're both coming up to their feet. Brock is trying. Ooh, that hurt. Looks like it hurt the neck. Brock is trying to work his way to the top. Not there yet.
32 seconds.
Three takedown for Mosney. 7-4.
One more takedown for Mosney. We go OT.
Well, to get a takedown, we'd have to get an escape. So we'd be up 8-4 then. Right?
Yes. Oh, he got six. Mosney got six on there. So it's 7-6 right now.
I'm not
10 seconds left.
I missed some points there then. So if we look at it, Brock is still switched out to a single
leg. 3 seconds.
He's crawling out the back door, and he'll end up winning the match.
7-6.
I missed points there. I don't know where the points came from.
Well, that should be a 3-point decision?
That would be a 3-point decision. It should be
33-4. And that was at 132. What's up next?
138 pound. We're coming up with Brett Suhaki. I was looking online today. I think he was ranked at one time, but I don't see him on my paper now, so he must not be ranked right now. Brett's coming in at 19-7, I do believe. He ended up taking six at the mid-states, which was a tournament with four 43 teams. He took third at the Rylander tournament. Brett's senior year, he's actually he has a great attitude. He's going to just bring an attitude. I'm going to go as hard as I can for the full 6 minutes, and hopefully things work out the way they should.
He's pacing right now. He can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, he can't wait, so it's kind of neat.
And you watch a wrestler, Mosney, he's already got his head down. He's already looking at, you know what we call the moment. There, the clock, our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock, 33-4.
Yeah. Here we go. We're starting the match at 138 pounds. Brett Suhaki, nice low head inside single. Not there, but coming up back to the feet. So this is, we got Brett Aiden Herman. So Brett comes up to head inside single. Reaches up to the head. The Mosney guy dives down to the mat. Score is 3-0 in favor of Brett. Brett has a nice tight half right now. Far wrist tight half. Turns him over with a 1:33 left. Chest to chest right now. He has a long time to try to get this pin in there.
And there it is at 33 seconds. Mosney guy did better than I did against Jeff McKeever in 1972 in gym class. Yeah. A varsity wrestler, and I'm wrestling him in gym class. This is call 1-800-HELP for me.
Uh-huh.
I was down in 17 seconds. I knew how to dive to the mat and go on my back.
Yeah.
So that takes it up to 39-4.
39-4, and I do believe this is probably our last match of the night here. If we're wrestling, I don't see the Merrill guy getting ready. Well, he's standing there, so we are sending out, I do believe it's not who I thought it was, so I think this is Marvin Downs.
So we got nothing from 144 to 190?
So this would be our last match.
So from here on, it's all forfeits?
All forfeits, I do believe.
So who's coming out for the Blue Jays at 144?
I do believe this is Marvin Downs. I'm going to try to see if it is. Yeah, it is Marvin Downs. I'm listening to the fans. And this would be Andrew Beatty. So here we go. 4-4, center of the match, circling. Marvin, I do believe this might be his first varsity match. At least it's my first one I've seen him wrestle. So 4-4, circling, hand fighting in the middle of the mat. Mosley tries a slide by single, not there, back up to the feet. Marvin's trying to drive in for a double leg. He's pulling it in. Drive, and he gets head thrown. Marvin got head thrown. He had a double leg. The Mosley guy took the head throw. And this is going to be a long minute, 30 seconds if he can survive.
It's still a minute 35, no matter.
I know.
It's like, our day is longer today. No, it's just more sunlight in the day.
Yep.
He's got him right now in a pin position, and there it goes at 55 seconds.
So when I look at that, Marvin did a great job with the nice double leg shot, coming up to his feet, driving. Unfortunately, the Mosley guy was able to pull his head out and heading up head.
Now, was where his stance wasn't as supportive as it could have been when he made that move?
I think it's more a little bit more experienced wrestler. He just knows how to get the head thrown in that situation. So as we go through this right here, we're going to have quite a few forfeits as we go along.
Now, this is 156, right?
Nope, 150. So this would be Skick for a forfeit. So it would be 45 to 10. Then we're sending up Coates at 157 pounds. Makes it 51 to 10. Then we're going to send out Will Mimiots out there, and that makes it 57 to 10. And then...
So that's at 165,
that was.
165 is who?
Will Mimiots.
Mimiots.
And then 175, they're probably going to send up Bennett Jacobson out. I'm assuming that's who they send out to make it 63 to 10.
So from 175, we go to 190. And
yep.
We've gone full circle.
And we're done for the night. That's a nice quick night there.
Well, we're going to take a quick break while you take a look at some of the other details to share with our wrestling fans. You are listening to From the Westside Market Broadcast Booth, Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMT.com.
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and, of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app, and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road. Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
And welcome back to our Incredible Bank post-match show, brought to you exclusively by Incredible Bank. We didn't even have time for our Nicolet Bank intermission between JV and varsity. Talk to us a little bit, Big D, because of your coaching experience, about the challenges of building a program or rebuilding as Mosinee is doing right now, when you've only got 8 wrestlers to bring to a meet in a conference duel. That has to be tough, unbelievably tough to do.
It is hard to do. You know, I think Mosinee, their hockey team, I think, is successful. So, you know, during the winter sport, when you got the boys wrestling, boys hockey, and you have wrestling, that's kind of tough to kind of, for a smaller school, support all three programs there. Merrill, we have the same situation. We got boys basketball, boys hockey, and boys wrestling. So we're fighting to keep 3 teams going, probably with about 350 kids per, you know, in the school, probably for boys. So we should be able to do it, but it'd be nice to have numbers all the way through. The more numbers you have at a younger age, the more competitive you could be.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because you were talking to the Indians assistant coach, and he was saying that they don't have the numbers younger. How does someone like Coach Ishkowski get down there while trying to do it at the varsity level and generate the numbers that are going to go forward, especially when you have a strong hockey and basketball programs? It sounds like a little bit of a tough battle.
Yeah, it's a tough battle. If you have guys at the elementary or middle school level to recruit those kids to keep coming out, you should be able to do that. So we have Coach Suwaki here.
And I'm going to turn it over to him. He gets the chair, too.
He gets the chair. I'm going to have you talk to him today.
No. Okay. Read the fine print of your contract.
I never got one. All right, Happy New Year's, Coach Suwaki.
Happy New Year. Uh-oh.
You're there yet somewhere, I think.
I'm here.
Yeah, I can hear you. So, all right, so a quick match tonight. When I saw Mosinee on the schedule, I thought they usually had a full team, but they're down in numbers this year, huh?
They are down in numbers, but they are a quality coach team. And the matches you're going to be in, they're going to be well wrestled, and so that's why for us it was really important to stay focused, even though a lot of guys knew they weren't going to have a match, and that can be distracting to the guys that do have matches, especially against tough competition.
Yeah, so, you know, the great quality coaching staff, he has an alumni wrestler over that probably makes, Mosinee better. Guys from Merrill, Kai Olin. So,
yeah.
As we look at it, I kind of briefly touched about your tournaments. It was in the photo news this week. People could read about that there. Any highlights you'd like to mention about the two tournaments, right, since we talked to you?
Yeah, we wrestled Rhinelander. Had a great showing there. That's where – I don't know. I'm in and out. I don't know, but
you're good yet.
I'm good. Just a great tournament for us. We had, Hunter kind of started his championship run there. He won the Rhinelander tournament, beat a state ranked kid in the finals, pinned him. and then came back and did the same thing at Mid-States and won it. So he's been rolling, looking really good. We had Gustum took second there. Trying to think some highlights that Remington should have. He had a good lead at the end and he ended up losing at the last second of the match and wrestled really the number one ranked guy in D3 and really had him beat. But he's been having a good tournament. He took fourth at Mid-States. We have a host of guys take third at the Rylander at Adams, Lakin, and Brock, and Brett, and Noah. Dusty took a fifth there, and congratulations to him on his 100th win there. Then at Mid-States, again, that's a 43-team tournament, and it's a little underrated tournament in the fact that there's not the big high-powered Wisconsin schools there, but there's high-powered Illinois schools, which Illinois is a very formidable state for wrestling. And Downers Grove and those type of teams are perennial tough teams, state ranked teams. But we came away with 11th. We entered nine guys. We had some injuries and illness and stuff like that that hampered us. But we did a really good job. And Remington and Klug were fourth. Brett took sixth. Brock took eighth. And we had two other guys make it to the second day, which was awesome. Will and Ryan Coates.
So as we look, I'm just going to mention one thing about the Mid-States here. You guys took 11th with nine wrestlers, and out of the 10 teams ahead of you, seven of them from Illinois.
Right.
So when you say Illinois is a quality state for wrestling, you guys did compete well. And if Josh Gustum wrestled there, you would have moved up in the numbers too. He would have won matches for you.
So. Dusty was really sick with the flu, in Lakin, we had some guys out of the lineup that really do well in big tournaments. So
yeah, so now let's move on to, we got tomorrow the Blue Jay Challenge. I think it's 26, 27 teams coming here tomorrow.
Yep.
For boys and girls.
Yep.
But for the boys, it should be interesting because Tomahawk, there's a chance you get to see Tomahawk, I believe, right?
Yep. We saw Tomahawk at Rylander, and actually we matched up pretty good in the matches that we wrestled. It's exciting because we got Tomahawk next week. That's a big duel for us. That's probably the top one on the rest of the way on our schedule. I guess what we're doing is taking it one match at a time, every tournament we're in and every competition we're in, and just trying to get better throughout the season, put our best team out there in February.
So I'm not going to let you do one match at a time because I wanted to know a little bit more about Tomahawk. So when we talk about Tomahawk, that's up in Tomahawk, right?
It's up in Tomahawk. We also wrestled Crandon that night too there, and they're a good team.
Okay, so it's a double duel.
Double duel, yep.
So when you look at this, does Tomahawk have a full lineup for you to wrestle then?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you'll be going in without a six-pounder?
Will not have a six-pounder.
Okay, so it should be a fun match, duel for people to watch or listen to, especially listen. We'll be on the radio, I do believe, next week in Tomahawk. So, I'm going to say good luck tomorrow. I will talk to you Monday, probably more about how you did, and then and talk about Thursday's match on there. So good luck and have fun and win the Blue Jay Challenge.
Yeah, I just wanted to add it, thanks for all the parents who came out. And we have our girls team wrestling down in Point, kind of a big tournament today. I don't know how they did. I guess I didn't follow that.
One and one so far. They're in their third duel right now.
Okay. Just an awesome experience for them. It's a big, it's the equivalent of the team state right now, and it's a lot of fun for our girls to get to wrestle there.
And so. Dustin Perry for Hall of Fame. He won't come on the radio, so I'm not going to say anything bad about him because he's still kind of big in my mind.
Yeah,
he
was a destroyer. He was pretty awesome.
Yeah, all right. Well, congratulations on tonight's victory, and good luck tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
All right, that was Coach Sue Hockey here talking about Merrill Blue Jays, a little bit about what happened last year, actually end of December, and looking at forward to tomorrow, the dual or to individual tournament here, the Blue Jay Scramble. If you have nothing to do, come on out to the Merrill High School, watch a little bit of wrestling cheer on the Blue Jays. The boys and girls will both be wrestling here at the same time.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. You're going to come back and recap the victories tonight for us. It's the Incredible Bank post-match show. And Big D, I'm Downtown Ollie, and we'll be back with more. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill, 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts offer fun debit card designs, customized limits, and tools to help parents get their teens started on their path of financial education. With your guidance and the online tutorials and activities offered by Park City Credit Union in their Youth Financial Wellness Center, your child will gain skills for a bright financial future. Visit a Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
And welcome back to the Incredible Bank Post Meet Show. Big D, now you said you've been off from teaching for, what, 10 days?
I have no idea. I went to Florida, so all my days just kind of jumbled together, so it was kind of nice that way.
So you were...
You weren't
looking for a rival radio station to join, Warrior.
You never know. They have wrestling down there. I could do that too, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. You heard it here on WJMT at WJMTFM.com. The Big D went to Florida. Did you watch any prep wrestling or anything while you were down there?
No, I did. I sat on the beach. That's all I did. It was beautiful weather.
Well, we sat through tonight a number of forfeits. We've already talked about the lean Mosini squad. Take it from the top, Big D.
All right, here we go.
For those who missed.
Here we go. Starting at 190 pounds, Hunter Hopper moved up a weight class to get a win by a fall in 57 seconds. Then we jumped to a quick forfeit by Noah Klug and Trent Klimek. Also got a forfeit heavyweight. 106 pounds, neither team had a 106-pounder. Then 113, we had Coy Olsen with a pin. I didn't write down the time in that one. 120, Dusty Schmerler ended up losing the match 15-6. So
talk
that
to
was
us a little bit
there.
About that. Dusty's been very high ranked. When you break that one down, and I mean, we don't have the film to show people. Of course, they're watching on the radio anyway. But what happened? Dusty seemed to be a little bit back on his heels, or am I seeing it wrong?
No, when you sit and look at matches like that, he was a pretty tough wrestler there, so... I'm quickly trying to look to see if he's probably ranked too. I never look and see if the other wrestlers were ranked at that time. So you know, the kid just kept bringing it to Dusty. Dusty never had a chance to regroup and get things ready for, you know, to be competitive that way. So, you know, it was a good match for Dusty. Things he can go back and look at and try to figure out as he gets ready to hopefully qualify for the state tournament down the road.
Well, when you take a look at it, how much do those rankings mean, especially with this new setup this year with no regionals? It's just, what, 16-team sectionals? And is it Coleman that got moved up?
Yep, Coleman got moved into our
sectional. And they got moved into our sectional, sort of like, welcome to Wisconsin type of thing.
Yep, so when you sit and look at things, the rankings don't really mean too much. It comes down to head-to-head and your record in the end. You can walk in and say, my kid's ranked number one in the state. When you go to a tournament, it doesn't matter. It's what your record is.
Does that have anything to do, though, Big D, with seeding in those?
Nope. It basically comes down to your record. And the seeding for sectional would be if you're a state qualifier, state place, whatever. Stuff like that is more than what you're ranking. The rankings, once again, it's just a bunch of coaches getting together and ranking the kids usually.
Now, if the coaches do the rankings, this isn't like college football playoff CFP with, you know, top 12 wrestlers or anything like that. Do they do round robin then?
Nope, they just do the ranking, and basically ranking is something for people to talk about during the season goes long. When it comes down to it, you still got to beat the person head to head. I don't care if you're a 1 seed or a 10 seed, the best wrestler is going to win the match. So as we keep going on here at 126 pounds, Adams won by a fall in 3:46. Brock Suhaki won a match. I think that was 7-6. Brett Suhaki had a pin in 33 seconds. Marvin Downs lost his match in 55 seconds. Then we end up with Skick Coates, Will Mimiotz, and Bennett Jacobson all receiving forfeits at the end of the night there.
So 63-10 was the final.
Yep.
You had those years when you were building your program, when you were coaching. What do you say to a squad that went in knowing that they were overmatched and shorthanded from the outset? What do you do to keep them coming back so that next year maybe you have another 4 or 5 wrestlers? Because especially when we take a look, you know, we could get into the whole subject of budgets, but we're not.
Yep.
These are the challenges that are being faced. And also, and it's more at the college level, I mean, 20 years ago, UW lost its baseball team because of Title IX, and they needed to have more women's sports. We aren't at that stage at the high school level, are we, Big D?
No, I be honest, that's all out of my area.
Now, but you watch this stuff.
For wrestling-wise, if you're like Mosley, you just say, hey, let's win the matches we can win. We're not going to win the duel, but let's win. We have 7 matches. How many of those 7 can we win? And a lot of the coaches go approach that, and they'll promote, hey, we won 4 out of 7 matches or whatever it might be. Tonight, they only won 2 matches. We're obviously the better team tonight than all the other weight classes. So, you have to do what you can to build a team. That's really up to the coach.
But when you take a look at it, Big D, for next week with Tomahawk, they've got all the weight classes, according to Coach Suhaki.
Yep.
So we could have about 13, 14 matches to cover. But when you have back-to-back like this with the tournament tomorrow, a lot of these guys who didn't have opponents tonight are going to be wrestling tomorrow, right?
Yep, so they also wrestled last night, though. So we're wrestling tonight because we have our tournament here. They're setting up for the tournament right now. So Tomahawk wrestled last night. Medford wrestled last night. So all these guys are wrestling their Thursday night, then they go to wrestle Saturday. So it's pretty much the same for any school right now.
Now, from the scheduling point of view, would we rather have had wrestling last night like Medford and Tomahawk did, or
no? So we asked that the coach, since Coach Arneson was head coach, we've asked the basketball coach if we can have our meet tonight. And the coaches usually say okay, and they'll play Thursday night instead of a Friday night. So both programs have to take
this.
Agree to it.
And this is, again, something to try to keep the fan base also able to come out because it's Friday night.
Yeah, it's a different thing going on. Instead of a basketball game, you got a wrestling match. So it's kind of nice that way.
Overall, where do we stand on duels right now?
So right now we're 3-0 in the conference. Next Thursday will be a big decider who wins conference. So if you have a chance, head up to Tomahawk, watch Jim, the Blue Jays.
And then we've got Medford as well.
Yep. So, you know, Medford's kind of fighting in there, but as we look at it, if we beat Tomahawk, we should match up with Medford and beat them too.
When you take a look, is Medford then, from what you've seen thus far, between where Mosinee is and where Tomahawk is?
I don't know anything about Medford. I can't even answer any questions on that at all.
It's something that I find from the media side a little bit of a challenge, Big D. You know, we lost with sports.net. They merged with Max Prep, but I will just simply say Max Prep isn't Max and it isn't Prep because I can't
wrestling
find the data.
Wrestling was never on there anyways.
Right, I know. So is this something where, again, it's volunteers trying to run a website to keep track of all the wrestling in the state of Wisconsin?
There's track wrestling out there. There's USA Bracketing now. There's different things out there for wrestling that you can go and look at. It's not Max Prep or Wiz Sports, whatever it might have been. So, you know, you go and look at tournaments. Every tournament's online, so you can go look at that stuff.
All right. Well, until next week, Big D.
All right.
Pre-meet at 6:30. First match at 7 o'clock. We're at Tomahawk. I got to make sure that all the vagaries of the internet are dealt with as we head out there. Appreciate you making the time.
Well,
did you come back
here
early from Florida just for this?
Nope. I took a day off of work on Monday. So we got stuck in Florida with the flight. So for some reason, we couldn't fly out. We had like a 4-hour delay.
Well, if I'd known there was a problem, I'd have called the Secretary of Transportation, but he was probably doing NASA Mondays.
Yeah. So then we had no school on Tuesday, so it was even better. Got home at 1 o'clock and no school on Tuesday. That was a nice night.
Well, until next Thursday night, from Tomahawk with the Big D, this is Downtown Ollie. Final score again, Merrill Blue Jay Wrestler 63-10. For Mosinee, you have been listening to Merrill Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Varsity Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's match was brought to you by A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Health, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons, Daggers, and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Medal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Monument, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Westside Market, and Young's Drugstore. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports broadcasts for your listening at any time on our podcast page at WJMTFM.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Wrestling on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.
96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Michael Toscano. In Minneapolis, faith leaders want action in the shooting death of Renee Nicole Good by an ICE agent. CBS News Minnesota's Connor White reports.
Hundreds of people came to the Capitol State House for what a multi-faith coalition of clergy members described as a vigil, not just for mourning, but for action. They had three core demands. They want the ICE agent who shot and killed Renee Good on Wednesday to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. They also want ICE out of the state of Minnesota immediately, and they're calling on their federal delegates to end funding to ICE from Washington.
Portland, Oregon Police Chief Bob Day says the two people shot by Border Patrol agents there do have ties to the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua.
They do have some nexus to involvement with TDA. We can confirm that.
President Trump is capping credit card interest rates. Cammie McCormick has that.
The president posted on Truth Social that he will no longer let the American public be ripped off by credit card companies that he says are charging interest rates of 20 to 30%. And he says effective January 20th, he will call for a one-year cap on interest rates of 10%. He noted that date is also the one-year anniversary of his second administration.
Correspondent Nancy Korda says the president wants oil company executives to invest in Venezuela.
Modernizing Venezuela's oil infrastructure would cost an estimated $180 billion and take 15 years in a country still viewed as unstable. ConocoPhillips CEO Ryan Lance.
We've been on the other end of that despot regime a long time.
Today, Trump vowed to protect anyone who takes the risk.
CBS's Katrina Kaufman has an update now in Luigi Mangione's trial and the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
There was discussion of a potential trial date. This is all tentative, but it sounds like we could potentially have jury selection in September, likely around September 8th, and then a trial could proceed either in the fall or early winter.
Yes, those are monkeys running around St. Louis.
Multiple monkeys are on the loose around the vicinity of O'Fallon Park in North City.
That's Justin Hauser, St. Louis City Environmental Health Bureau chief, who says many witnesses, including a member of law enforcement, have seen the monkeys. At least two, potentially more monkeys, are on the loose.
They have been identified as vervet monkeys by our partners at the St. Louis Zoo. They're very intelligent, but can be unpredictable.
Hauser says nobody has claimed the monkeys, and it is illegal to own them in the city. Sean Malone for CBS News, St. Louis.
This is CBS News.